This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This being the last Tuesday of the month makes it the day we learn how consumers are feeling about the economy. The relevant number is called consumer confidence from a group called the Conference Board. And not confident at all is a pretty fair summary of today's report. But come Friday, you may hear something completely different about how consumers are feeling from the University of Michigan, which releases something called the Consumer Sentiment Index. I know. At this point, you're saying, Kai, come on. Sentiment? Confidence? What's the difference? And why do I care? Well, here to explain with today's installment of Money Matters, our series about how the news affects our wallets, is Patty Hirsch. He's the senior producer of our personal finance show. It's called Marketplace Money. Hey, Patty.
Hello, Kai.
So, make me smart here, my friend. The difference, please, between consumer confidence, the number out today, and consumer sentiment. Because, honestly, I've been doing this a long time and I still get confused.
Sure. So confidence, sentiment, sounds like exactly the same thing. Consumer happiness, right?
You bet.
But what this is about consumers' ability or willingness to buy stuff.
Okay.
All right. So say a refrigerator.
Yep.
All right. You're thinking about buying a refrigerator. So the consumer confidence questions, the questions that they ask when they're polling people, essentially ask you, are you going to be happy about buying a refrigerator in 6 months' time?
Okay.
That's the kind of the main area that they aim at. The consumer sentiment people, they're asking you how you feel about buying a refrigerator right now.
So I just got a big bonus and I can afford this refrigerator right now. But in 6 months, who knows? And unemployment's still up. Meh.
Yeah, gas prices, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, all those things are playing into those equations.
Right.
So it's either the difference is right now or in 6 months' time.
So let's say you're running Patty Hirsch Incorporated, right? And it's a sluggish economy. You're trying to maximize profits, obviously. Which number do you look at right now?
Well, I think I'd be looking more closely at the consumer confidence number for two reasons. Firstly,
that,
because
that is the 6 months out number.
That is the six months out number. Firstly, because it's a much larger pool. They look at 3,000 respondents as opposed to 500 in the consumer sentiment one. But also because it's all about managing your inventories, right? You want to know how much you've got to be ordering in the future. And if you've got a surplus right now, how are you going to cope with that?
Right, right. Today is instant and 6 months is the macro picture.
Exactly.
This is, the statisticians would say, a statistically significant sample, right? I mean, they're not just stopping you guys on the street.
Well, they kind of are stopping the
guys
on the street. Yeah. I mean, in the case of the Consumer Confidence Index, the Consumer Board actually does this by mail randomly. So you might get a flyer through the mail totally randomly asking you to fill in this survey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they do it. The consumer sentiment people, they do it over the phone, and it's also random. They're not using the same people every time. I mean, I rang up and asked the Consumer Board, the Conference Board, if I could actually join the index, and they said,
self-selection, man. You can't do that.
Well, it's worth a try, right?
Yeah.
So they said, no, you've just got to be lucky enough to get the form in the mail.
Let me get a little jargony on you here. Are these leading indicators? Does it give us a sense of where the economy is going?
Potentially, although these have been a little patchy in terms of their record about predicting how the economy is going in the past. I mean, last Christmas, for example, consumer confidence was way down, but sales went up. So it's not necessarily a particularly good indicator.
Yeah, and that's that whole, you know, lies, damn lies, and statistics thing. Right?
It's that whole grain of salt thing.
Yeah, that's right. Patty Hirsch is the senior producer of our personal finance program. It's called Marketplace Money. His book, which is out today, is called Man vs. Markets, Economics Explained Plain and Simple. Patty Hirsch. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you, Kai.